welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success to live a better life. This week on the show, we have Kyle Dennis. I always love talking to Kyle. We have somewhat similar services, but I can fully say Kyle is a much better trader than me, much better looking than me, much better all around than me. And I always love to pick his brain and get insight. Kyle, welcome to the Wealthwise Podcast. How you been doing, man?
I've been doing good. I don't know about all that, Ben, but I've been doing good. Thanks for having me on.
You're younger, you're wealthier, you know, you're all the way around, man, all the way around. No, but you're a heck of a guy. I love chatting up with you, man. I know our listeners love too. So let's dive right into it, man. What have you been seeing in these markets lately? I mean, you know, this is clearly an asset bubble. We've ran up, NQs hitting all-time highs. I know you're still winning. What have you been seeing in the month of June?
You know, it's been kind of a choppy month. Even if you just take a look at the chart, we've had, it kind of looks like Christmas. It's like a red, green, every other candle. Big green day, big red day. And I think that's just the market trying to find some footing because we had such a significant rise off the lows. And the reason for, I think, it doing that is simply demand is there. You know, the Federal Reserve is pumping in endless money. They're giving people free paychecks. People are at home. What do they do at their home? They sign up for an E-Trade account or a Robinhood account, and they put some money to work and want to trade. So there's a lot more activity, a lot more shares being traded, a lot more demand. So regardless of the valuations right now, it's just pushing things higher. I don't think it really can stay at these levels for too much longer. I think the chickens are going to come home to roost or whatever that saying is. But for the time being, it's been a choppy month, but I think it's likely to start to make a bit of a pullback and let some air out of the balloon here in the next couple of months.
Now, what do you think is the impetus for that? I certainly wholeheartedly agree, right? I mean, we are in an asset bubble, and I feel like every time, even yesterday, actually, when I was trading, I saw a perfect short entry. And right when I got into it, this massive volume spike came in from nowhere and lifted this thing. It's like the hand of God that just kind of keeps raising the market. What do you think? I mean, I've talked to other traders and they say, hey, it's going to, you know, if the COVID concern turns back into COVID panic, or do you just see it as a slow leaking of the air out? Because while the Fed can support the market, it can't necessarily fully support the economy.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it, is that they are supporting the market by supplying all this liquidity. And at the end of the day, that's what really drives equity prices or any asset higher, is when there's a lot of money floating around and there's demand, it pushes things up. Just for example, today I saw an article saying that it was rumored by Apple Insider that Apple is going to be cutting back 50% of their orders for components for their next iPhone because it's likely not to come out by September. And the shares are up today, you know, and it doesn't make any sense. And nobody seems to care about earnings or anything right now, but that doesn't last forever. So, you know, I'm enjoying the rally up higher. I'm sure a lot of other people are. And, you know, unless you're all short, it's been a fun ride, but it just doesn't last forever. And, I think actually, ironically enough, when people go back to work and stop being self-quarantined at home and start going back to work, then we might actually see a dip because ironically enough, people are going back to work. So there's not going to be trading. There's not as much stimulus that's going to be out there. And then that air comes out of the balloon. And I think that we'll get a dip back down.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would have to agree, you know, funny story from all this, not funny in the sense of the lives that are impacted, but funny in the sense of kind of mentality of traders, is that, you know, Hertz Rent-A-Car declares bankruptcy, and 2 days later, its stock is trading higher than before it claimed bankruptcy. And, you know, just a wild people at home being like, oh, hey, it's a cheap stock, it's under a buck, I'm gonna buy it. Like, they're in chapter 11. I don't care. I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah. And it's funny because one of the smartest investors in the world, Carl Icahn, dumped it at like, I think, 80 or 90 cents. And then he watched it like go up to 4 or 5 or whatever it did in the next couple of days after he got rid of it. I'm sure he would have, if he knew, he would have liked to get out at higher prices than he had it at before all this.
Certainly. Well, with all this choppiness, with the uncertainty, with the craziness, what's one or two kind of strategies you've been using or things you've been looking at, Kyle, in the month of June that's been helpful for you, that's been working for you, that our audience can kind of take from this?
So I always look for trends, what's going on in the market and catalysts, because that always, whenever something is in the market is choppy, I usually find a little bit more difficulty trading because there isn't much of a trend. So what I always go back to, my number one profit bucket, is looking at catalyst events. This is simply something that's upcoming. And I know you were in this stock too, just as an example, but there's a company I know, INO Pharmaceuticals. And we all know INO. but they have they had some data coming up, and it didn't really matter whether the markets were going up, whether the markets were going down. This one in particular just wanted to go pretty much straight up. So what happened was kind of a perfect storm. They had some data for COVID-19 coming out at the end of the month. I know you saw some dark pool action on it. I saw some unusual options activity. All that was betting that shares were going to soon go to the upside. And I didn't get as much profits as I should have on this one, but I traded shares on it. I traded options. I hit it multiple times for many winners. I could have had more, but that's trading. Just looking at things like I always do. That's what's so nice about it. Just looking at catalyst events and fundamentals of what's upcoming has really been an avenue to navigate this choppy market for me.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, it is a news-driven market, right? And while news is going to drive the market as a whole in one way or another, news also drives tickers in one way or another. And I remember I know well because I know we were all looking for it to get news of a government contract and when's that going to come? When's that going to come? When's that going to come? And certainly when it finally came, the thing shot from 13 to 30. That's a heck of a move in a stock. Where do you go? How do you find your catalysts?
A lot of times, if it's biotech related, there's a free website actually called biopharmcatalyst.com. Absolutely free. That's where I first started finding catalyst events, you know, years ago. And it still is free and it's awesome. You can just go check it out there. That's where I look for these phase two, phase three trials or events that are upcoming for these little companies. And I found quite a nice edge on there. And if it's actually earnings related, I go to another free site called earningswhispers.com. And I just go head over there. I look at what earnings are upcoming. And that's where I start my research. I'm just looking for events that could move the share price either higher or lower. I'm a long-based trader, so I'm usually looking for events that are going to push shares higher. But that's all I do. I just go to those two sites. I check them out. I try to scout out ones I think are going to move and go from there.
I love that. I love that you have those free resources, but you're also a guy that's got some special tools. I mean, one of your, you know, services is Dollar Ace, where you look for these unusual options activity. I know you have a particular scanner. Tell our audience about that, about how you use it.
Sure. So I have this scanner that I set up. It's a nice way to get an edge. A lot of times if you're looking at a catalyst event or something that you think is going to be good, and then you see what's called unusual options on a particular stock, which basically means it's looking for these little cheap options that someone's putting a lot of money into, sometimes 100, 200, sometimes even, you know, $1 million or more into these options ahead of events. And a lot of times it happened on INO and it can give you extra conviction because you're seeing some big, what's called flow or dollar movement into these options. And what happens is I'm just watching this scanner. It tells me the size of the bet that people are making on a particular ticker. It tells me the date they expect it to move by and how much they're paying. So again, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that really gives me a nice edge to be watching. And especially so if I know that there's a piece of news that's expected to come up or something like that. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's completely random and the news hits afterwards. But a lot of times there's expected news to come out pretty soon. And just watching that alongside of my regular research really helps me out.
I love that. I mean, I love that with that option scanner, you don't just get to see the ticker. You get to see the date. You get to see the price. You get to see, I mean, so I think news is something that moves tickers, that moves a particular stock one way or another. But gosh, what a great advantage to be able to have the date and the amount of money someone's willing to put behind, you know, either a bet or something they actually know is coming out or going to happen. So what a cool insight to use alongside of Catalyst and news. I think that's really neat. Well, Kyle, you know, I know with that, you had one recently, you know, and some news came out with this. Tell us about Gap. I know we saw that on your option scanner, some unusual options activity, and then something else happened afterwards.
Yeah. So it's funny enough, like you'd think the company Gap may be out of favor. It's in the retail space. They sell clothing. Malls are shut down because of COVID. So how the heck is anyone going to be wanting to invest in Gap? It's been kind of an out of favor brand. And there's even been talks about them filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy and stuff like that down the road. But anyways, on my scanner, I saw a couple $100,000 worth of Gap calls that were going to expire and be worthless in just a few weeks. And I saw those go off and they happened over multiple days, which is always a nice trigger that I like to see when someone just keeps on buying a particular option and showing demand for it. That really perks up my ears. And they had a couple $100,000 worth of these calls being bought. And what do you know, just like a few days afterwards that they were buying these, news came out that Kanye West was partnering up with Gap, which provides, obviously, that's big news for Gap. The shares were up from 10 all the way, hit a high of above 14. Those options went crazy, were like 100, 200% winners. And that's just a perfect example of, for a really out of favor company, you know, I think I'd be naive or ignorant if I thought that somebody didn't know that that news was coming when they're pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars multiple days in a row, and then all of a sudden news comes out. So that happens on the scanner a lot. I like the potential to be able to follow those people in the know and seeing what they're doing so that I can try to copy them.
Yeah, well, especially, you know, what I love about that story is the thought of like, a ticker that would otherwise seemingly be out of favor, right? To where you would look for someone to buy puts on it, and yet they're buying calls and they're buying it repeatedly over multiple days. And so that almost says, hey, here's a stock that should be going the other way and someone believes it's going to go up, right? It's almost even more unusual and kind of clues you into that even more. And I got to tell you, if I look for partnerships in the retail space, Gap and Kanye West not be the partnership I would look for.
But- yeah, same. It was surprising to me.
But nonetheless, unusual, making it, you know, all that more interesting and then clearly profitable. So that's great. Well, hey, Kyle, it's always a pleasure, man. It's great to talk to you. What is one piece of wealth wisdom you can leave our traders with, our listeners this week as they enter the month of July?
I'd like to see everybody pick out, what I like to do is pick out a sector that I think is going to do well, or at minimum is at least hot right now. And start your research there on some trades that you think that would be interesting. So, for example, right now, the electric car market is hot and these stocks are going crazy. By doing that, by picking up those types of stocks and doing some research, and you can really start to better your trading, which is going to pay dividends for you over the long run. And you have to remember, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. You want to get better over time. So if you can do that, and just pick out a sector to start learning, that's the best advice I can give.
I love it. You know, Tesla making all-time highs today, I think. You got NKLA, who hasn't even made anything yet, and now they're worth $30 billion. So certainly a hot sector. And yeah, dive in and get to know more and refine your craft and your knowledge in that area. I think that's great wealth wisdom for our audience. So Kyle, hey, thanks so much. Let our listeners know where they can find out more about you and what you're doing.
Sure. There's two main places. You can go to RagingBull.com. I'm a featured trainer on RagingBull.com. Or you can go over to Biotech Breakouts, which is my site, and check out some of the services. I have free blogs, some trading ideas, a lot of good stuff on there. So you can go over there and check that out as well.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree. Lots of great info on there to learn more about Kyle and all that he does. So Kyle, it's a pleasure. Hope you have a great 4th of July. And yeah, look forward to connecting with you real soon.
Hope you do too. Thanks.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast to discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. The Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.